Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our guest interview segment for today and talking TerraPower this morning. President and CEO of TerraPower, Chris Levesque, on the Weekday Wake Up with us today for an update. Chris, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Duke. And, you know, thanks for following the project.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, the big news recently was the construction permit awarded to TerraPower and for the nuclear power plant itself, for the Natrium plant. And this actually happened well ahead of schedule, it sounds like, from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It was about 9 months ahead of, you know, an already pretty aggressive schedule. And, you know, by the way, thanks to you, Duke, and some of the other Wyoming media for joining the formal announcement with the chairman of the NRC. It was great for, you know, Wyoming media to be able to see that process of, you know, how the NRC goes about, you know, reviewing the safety of the plant. You know, it really is all about the federal regulator, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, who employs a lot of engineers, top nuclear people. You know, they review our application and our environmental impact, story to it really ensure that the people of Wyoming are being protected. And, with a safe reactor and a reactor that's not going to have adverse impacts on the community. So, it was great that, you know, your listeners could, get that insight. The application was I think 14,000 pages, so really detailed and rigorous. A lot of engagement with the NRC, but overall we were happy with the timeliness of it. The NRC was happy with the quality of our application, and you know, now that's going to allow us to start the nuclear construction this spring.
Yeah, it sounds like pretty quick we'll start seeing dirt churning. And again, just for some clarification for our listeners, we've noticed the building going up, and that's the test and fill facility, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But what you have been approved for, what TerraPower has been approved for, is the actual Natrium, now nuclear power generating plant, correct?
Correct. You're exactly right. Thanks for following these details so closely. So, going on 2 years ago, we broke ground for some of the non-nuclear facilities like that test and fill facility. And, you know, that's what you can see from the highway now. It's, steel's been erected and, closing in the roof. So those were the non-nuclear facilities that were did not require federal approval. They were actually permitted by, the state of Wyoming Industrial Siting Council. And, you know, we've had a great relationship with the state level regulator as well. The neat thing about starting that work year before last was, you know, we now have over a year's worth of experience on the site. We worked through all different weather conditions. We've done excavation. Really a lot of good learnings that are going to help us as we move into the footprint of the power plant, and we're going to be starting some really serious earth moving in just the coming weeks.
Chris Levesque, President and CEO of TerraPower, on the Weekday Wake Up. So Chris, as you head into this construction phase of Natrium, some of the things that you and I have talked about in the past when we start thinking timeline, there was concerns at one point about the HALEU that was going to be needed. And then, of course, you went through this permitting process. Where do things stand with the timeline? Is Natrium still on schedule? And when do you expect to have the power plant operational? And then are some of those other things like the HALEU, are those still moving forward and everything still seem to be on schedule there?
Sure. Yeah. This is a mega project. A lot has to come together. We call it EPC projects, engineering, procurement, construction. We have, E, P, and C all happening in parallel. The lion's share of the E, the design, is now behind us. And that's what's allowing us to, really move in earnest into construction. It's also allowed us to place procurement orders for all our key components and our fuel. So that keeps us all on schedule for making electricity by the end of of 2031. And by any objective measure across the U.S., that makes Kemmerer Unit 1, America's next commercial power reactor. So, we're excited to be in that leadership position, and we couldn't have done it without, the great support from people in Kemmerer and all of Lincoln County. Even earlier in that NRC review, we had some town hall meetings where the NRC, got to hear from people in Lincoln County, and, your partnership there, with Wyoming residents is so valued.
Speaking with Chris Levesque, TerraPower president and CEO. Of course, Chris, along with the Natrium facility, there's also work being done on the training facility that's completely separate and going to also be unique to Kemmerer. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, sure. Right where you enter our site off the highway, we have another construction project going on, which is our training center, which is also really going to focus as a visitor center. We are making plans there where we can do things like host local school field trips and things like that to help them understand the Natrium reactor and nuclear energy in general. But that building is also going to house our training simulator, which we'll use to certify our operators. By the way, we already have kind of a growing, contingent of TerraPower employees who are beginning to move to Kemmerer. Those will be the folks who will be operating the Natrium reactor. We have local hires, too, as well from the region. And, look forward to that, just that growing presence on site, in addition to the construction project, moving on and reaching for the sky. We'll have a growing team there.
Well, Chris, appreciate your time as always. And for the updates, anything we missed that you'd like to mention this morning as you head into this construction phase?
Yeah, again, we appreciate our partnership with the people of Lincoln County. Folks there understand energy projects. They've ask great questions along the way. It's been 5 years of teamwork with us in the community now.
That's Chris Levesque, president and CEO of TerraPower. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.